Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Dopeness Interview Series, brought to you by none other than USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones, and we are live with nothing but the dopest in the nation. I'm live with Quelly. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, man?
And everything all good, bro. Good to speak with you, my nigga.
So,
all right, man. So, what we're going to get into is Before. Dropped the new EP, 3 tracks of nothing but street dopeness. All right? So I want to talk about, like, where you at right now. I want to talk about where you came from, when you stepped in the booth for the first time. And I also want to talk about the future, where you're going, your vision. So let's get into it, brother. So reminisce, like, take us back to when you first, like, actually, like, got in the booth, like your first time in the booth, like who inspired you to even do that?
I don't necessarily remember the first time in the booth. Crazy thing is though, I remember the first time I ever actually, you know, hopped on a beat period, which was like around 01, 02, and that was to a Renegade beat from Jay-Z on the Blueprint. And it's crazy because I actually just did a freestyle for that, so like yesterday. But yeah, that was the first time, and it was just me, my brother, and my cousin, and we had like one of the radios with a CD and a cassette player in it. So you know, on that Blueprint, on that beat, Renegade got like a 30-second part where, you know, Jay Z or Eminem not saying nothing.
Oh, you talking about Jay Z and so, Eminem?
Yeah, the Blueprint. And this was like 01, 02,
right?
And so we made a little rough loop on that with the cassette player on the bottom and the CD player and the radio. And then that was really the first time I ever thought about rapping or ever came up with some, you know, bars to some music.
Yo, that's dope because you straight out of Houston, Texas, right?
Yeah, I'm in Houston, Texas. I was born and raised in Reno, Nevada, and I moved to Houston, Texas.
Right. So I'm pretty sure you hear a lot of people like kind of liking your style to like a East Coast style, even though you have that kind of like Southern draw. Do you ever hear that?
Yeah, I mean, that's because of probably the beat selections, but at the same time, you know, I don't just use them type of beats. But I feel like that's kind of the reason, because some of the beats I hop on are kind of more 90s or kind of more old school, and people always equate that with the East Coast. So,
right. So tell me, like, because the whole album is called Before. So, before what? Are we talking about, like, the history, the upcoming, the upbringing of you as a person? Tell us what Before just means as the EP.
Just as far as the music, you know, it's before I really started doing music, or before it actually pops off. You know what I mean? That's just what it is, like, kind of the first stages before, so that, you know, in future, when I put out other projects and it's further down the road, Before is, you know, before all of that, before the hype and everything. So it's just kind of like the first one. And then, you know, also Before, because I feel like, you know, everybody at one point in life, they want to be something before the person that they are now. And, you know, I didn't always originally want to just rap, but, you know, so Before. And that's kind of the reason why the cover is how the cover is, if you've seen it, with the Dr. Dre before he got with N.W.A. and you know, Kim Kardashian with Ray J and all that. So
Before,
yeah, before Kim Kardashian blew, and, you know, before, and then got Rick Ross, you know, when he was a D.O. So before he was a rapper, I mean, that's what he was.
That's ill.
Still people will listen to them, and they'll be able to accept that Rick Ross is who Rick Ross is. But if they know you, and they knew who you were before, they have a hard time accepting, you know, who you are now.
Nah. That's 100. All right. Well, bro, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play one of the songs. We're going to give them a little sample of Before, the EP. Go ahead and introduce it so we can go ahead and rock out for a little second. We're going to come back and talk about it.
All right. Yeah, this is Quality, man. Quality music. You're listening to Before right now. This first song, we got a sample from Belly on it. It's Nas. Shit. Tap in.
Wow. Let's go.
No, man. Fucking with guns. Fuck with guns, shorty. It's always the coolest niggas that fuck around and get murdered, you know?
No.
It's a war out here. Mad niggas is dying. You don't want that shit to be you, right?
Yeah.
I know you're gonna hold it down, though, you know what I mean? Just be careful, man. These niggas out here ain't even really worth it.
You're an ill nigga. I like your style.
They poison for you. They black powder. The goal is to get rich and black prouder. The code is to act, not to act louder. Never pawn up the act and never smack chowder. Keep going all in and never back out of. Fuck the world, if it's a girl, I blow back out of. I don't think they hear me, got a bad router. Trying to turn a crash to a good from a bad router. How can you even hate on this? I play it sour. Record at 2 a.m., that's where I'm my greatest hour. The goal ain't just to clock out and then pay the powers. Hold the grind on the block, we tryna make it ours. Now add a bunch of ass in the cash hours. I don't feel bad, shit, I'm playing to the bad power. I gotta stay true to the game, but where it came from, I'ma keep it solid, don't change, no shame, shunk. Stop tryna find another quality, why I ain't one? Just a beat turned to another body till my name rung. I ain't make the beat, but show ad to this motherfucker. I've been doing this since a bad little motherfucker. See you get your bag, little motherfucker. But it ain't just about the bag, little motherfucker. We'll really end up in the bag in this motherfucker. Yeah. The goal ain't to be rich, to be well respected. Karma people around me good, well connected. They don't get it right now, but later they'll connect it. Caught the vibe when I was young and shit, it never left me.
Life.
Oh, y'all going that way, then I'm that way. Know that y'all don't move right, I'ma take the back way. If it's black or move white, I'ma take the black way. And you welcome to come, my brother. Imagine to wake up one day and unbump a brother. It's going up, but we don't care to up one another. Everybody can't be no rapper, be no shooter, do yo. Don't try and do what they do, cause you think this shit's cold. Nah, you wasn't built for it, but take your ass to school, law. Why you chose to be hard? Silly ass nigga, you could've chose to be God, and it's good if you a part. Small part of my mind, and I'm just giving you a piece of that part. Don't think you know me, cause my rhymes fell deep in your heart. Yeah. Never let the hate seep in your heart. You ain't know me, little did you know you needed this from the start. Nah, love.
Yeah. Before. That right there was the EP. One of the songs off the EP. Before by Quelle.
Quelle.
Quelle. We are back on Quelle. USA Blog Network, the Dopeness Interview Series with Quelle. How you feeling, brother?
Shit, I'm feeling good. As usual. Just kind of excited to work some more. I'm actually working on something right now before I called in. So, been busy.
So what I want to know is, like, the EP. How has the response been from, like, the community, man? How are people feeling now?
I mean, so far it's been good. I mean, I haven't been able to. That's the challenge, is getting in front of as much people as possible. But so far, you know, all the response I've gotten have been pretty positive. You know, what I mean, they fucking with it for the most part. So I'm excited with the start. Obviously, you know, I want to do a lot more, but I'm excited about it.
All right, we have a caller, Deputy Cypher. You there?
Yo, what's up?
What's up, brother?
Yeah, who
you
is?
Got a question?
It's Dev D. Yeah, dog, I got a question and a comment, man. I like the flow. I like the little beats, the melodies and that thing. I really couldn't too hear it well. The first joint I heard earlier, got a little snippet of it. It was nice. Where you get, like, style? Like, what do you do when you thinking of your lyrics and that thing? Like, what's your process? Like, what do you, like, is it something that you go through, something you see, something that just hit you?
I don't have a process. All I really do, to be honest with you, is the first thing I usually do is I'm finna fire up and, you know, just listen to a beat. And from there, when I hear something that I like, I just automatically, I start to freestyle. And then basically whatever I freestyle ends up being, you know, the song. So I'll freestyle a little short part and, you know, stop and then, you know, maybe write it down and freestyle and replay it and start to freestyle again. So that's pretty much how I come up with all the bars. I never just write without music. I never do that.
Right. That's what's up.
Mm.
Now, do you like, if you do freestyle something, like, would you, like, come up with something that's, like, kind of, like, I want to say, like, factual? Or do you kind of like exaggerate just to make, like, say, since you got a rhyme and, like, damn, this shit dope right here. Do you try to keep it realer or more factual, or do you kind of like stretch it or whatever just to get that, just put some spice on that lyric?
I would say I only stretch it as far as like metaphors, like, you know, maybe over exaggerating on a metaphor, like a hyperbole or something. But I'm trying to come with just facts and bars. I mean, if it's just like more like a freestyle song and it don't got too much of a theme, I'm just going to try to, you know, drop as much bars as possible, metaphors and entendres and stuff like that.
Word, brother. Who did the production on the track? Like, that whole, like, all three tracks is fire.
I mean, the production, the original producers, it's three different ones. It's one of them is named Imani, and then Lucid Sounds. He's kind of a popular producer on YouTube. And then the third one, that's Organized Noise, because that's an Outkast beat, actually. But so Organized Noise produced that one. But actually, the whole project was recorded and mixed here in Houston, Texas, by J-Rad. He worked with
J-Rad.
Yeah, he works a lot with the Sauce Factory and Sauce Twins. He know what he's doing, man. He really making He turned, you know, good into great to that next level when he get his hands on it and get the mix in it. So I got a shout out to him for that too, J-Rag.
Right. Salute to J-Rag. How you connect with Jay?
I just met him in the studio. I went up there with another local rapper in Houston. Kenny Luke, brother, it's a song called, he got a song called Damn Thing out right now. It's really hot right now in Houston. I pulled up to the studio with him and I just met Jay Ray there at the studio where he worked at Vibes, the Vibes Studio.
Right. So now, down there in Houston, Texas, man, how is the hip-hop community, you know, is it pretty embracing? Is it, I mean, how has it influenced you?
Or has the hip-hop community in Houston influenced me as far as my music? Or?
Yeah, just like...
What do you mean?
Personally, how you go about your business or musically?
Oh, I mean... Actually, Houston got a pretty good hip-hop scene, to be honest with you. They got a lot of artists that are doing big things, and they got a lot of different shows and stuff that goes on all the time. It's, I would say, you know, people don't, just it's kind of the same as anywhere, I guess, but, you know, people don't necessarily, that are in the industry, they don't necessarily want to work with you until they already see that you have done something. So it's like you kind of got to do a lot on your own to the point where people will recognize that you're actually serious about what you're doing before they kind of really accept and start fucking with you.
Yeah. Well, bro, you're doing your thing, man. I mean, you hit it in the right direction. And I got a salute, and my hat has to go off to you for the EP, you know what I'm saying? Like, really classic hip hop, golden era. Like it takes me back, real talk. You know what I'm saying? So when I used to listen to Rich Boy, when I used to listen to, I mean, all the way back, like Nas, like you invoke all of that hip hop shit that people love.
Yeah.
And hats off to the artist.
That's what I look to do. I feel like you don't necessarily want your music to be just of the time. I think good music is, regardless of the time, it's always going to be good music. So that's the aim I go for. Instead of, you know, trying to keep up with the new sound, you kind of, whatever you feel is good music to you, that's the type of music you make.
Okay. So 2018, what should everybody look out for from Quale? Like, what should we be, what's on the horizons, brother?
I'm gonna be dropping a lot of projects, just some short ones, just like this EP. Just more music. I mean, I'm gonna be more consistent with it than I have in the past. So just more music, man, more work. I've been working.
There you have it. All right, so make sure y'all check out Before. All right? Check out the history, the present, the future of Quale. All right? Called Before. It's on SoundCloud right now. Add him on Twitter. All social media platforms, Quale, B-E-E. All right?
Yeah,
and this has been another episode.
It's pronounced Quale. Quality music. Yeah, quality music.
Ah! Knowledge, quality music, quality. Go ahead and hit them up with the last 30 seconds of the episode. Tell them whatever you need to get out in the atmosphere.
Shit, man. Stay tuned, man. I'm going to keep on working. I made a promise to myself that I would you know, continue to stay consistent. I got a lot of people that push me forward, and I salute everybody that supported so far. That it hasn't been, you know, a whole lot of people. It's humble beginnings, but I salute everybody out there listening. Keep fucking with me.
All right. So make sure y'all go ahead and get that, download that, stream that.
For sure.
Good music. You got to support it. I mean, it's undeniable.
Yes, sir.
All right. And if you haven't went ahead and already added USA Blog Network on all social media platforms, don't die slow. Go ahead and add us before you kill yourself.
Okay.
Twitter, okay. Facebook, Instagram, all that. And we out of here. Another the dopest. I mean, y'all just heard what we just played? Dopest in the world, man. All right, we out of here. Until the next one, which will be tomorrow. I am Carl BFM Jones. This is the Dopeness Interview Series, and this is USA Blog Network. Peace.
Peace.
Yo, man. Fucking with guns? When you fuck with guns, shorty, it's always the coolest niggas that fuck around and get murdered, you know?
You know?
War out here. Mad niggas is dying. You don't want that shit to be you, right?
Yeah.
I know you're gonna hold it down, though. You know what I mean? Just be careful, man. These niggas out here ain't even really worth it.
You're an ill nigga, though. I like your style.
They poison for you. They black powder. The goal is to get rich and black prouder. The cold is to act, not to act louder. Never pawn up the act and never smack chowder. Keep going all in and never back out of. Fuck the world, if it's a girl, I blow back out of. I don't think they hear me, got a bad router. Trying to turn a crash to a good from a bad router. How can you even hate on this, a plastic sour? Record at 2 a.m., that's around my greatest hour. The goal ain't just to clock out and then pay the powers. Hold a grind on the block, we tryna make it ours. And I add a bunch of ass in the cash hours. I don't feel bad, shit, I'm playing to the bad power. I gotta stay true to the game, but where it came from, I'ma keep it solid, don't change, no shame, shun. Stop tryna find another quality, why I ain't one. Just a beat turned to another body till my name run. I ain't make the beat, but show add to this motherfucker. I've been doing this since a bad little motherfucker. See you get your bag, little motherfucker. But it ain't just about the bag, little motherfucker. We'll really end up in a bag in this motherfucker. Love. Yeah, the goal ain't to be rich, to be well respected.